أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله في كتابه العزيز يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين ثم أما بعد. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We put our trust in Allah and we seek assistance from Allah and we seek refuge to Allah from the evil of our passions. Whomsoever Allah guide, no one can misguide. Whomsoever Allah misguide, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I bear witness that Muhammad, his messenger and the last of all prophets. You must know that his best speech is the Kalamullah, the speech of Almighty Allah, and the best tradition is the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst of all affairs is innovation in addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam is innovation, and every innovation is misguidance, and every misguidance will lead to hellfire. I adjure you to fear Allah to the best of your ability, and I not accept in the state of Islam. Fear Allah to the best of your ability and die not except in the state of Islam. What do you do in the day of Jumu'ah? in the day of Jum'ah that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خير الأيام خير يوم طلعت فيه الشمس يوم الجمعة فيه خلق آدم وفيه أدخل الجنة وفيه أخرج منها ولا تقوم الساعة إلا في يوم الجمعة. رواه مسلم. The best day that the sun has ever come or shines up is the day of Friday. That day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam. That day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused Adam to enter the Jannah. At that day Allah caused Adam to come out from the Jannah. And the day of judgment will not come only in the day of a Friday. So what we should do? إِنَّ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ أَيَّامُكُمْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best among of your days is the day of Jum'ah. It's like Eid to us. Like the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is سيد الأنام وسيد الأيام هو يوم الجمعة. The master of all days is the day of Jum'ah. It's Eid. It's a unity for us. In the night and day of Jum'ah, we increase the sending the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make salam on the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرُ مُنَّ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيَّ فِي يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ. Increase the salat on me in the day of Jum'ah. So you increase the salat. When the day of Jum'ah starts, as all the Muslims' days start, it starts at the Maghrib of Thursday and finishes or ends at the Maghrib of Friday. This is 24 hours. We don't go by the 12 o'clock to 12 o'clock. It comes from there. From Maghrib after Maghrib of Thursday, you start making and sending the salam and the mercy of Allah on the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. This is, you send the salam. Also in the day of Jum'ah, you read the Surah of Kahf, Surah of Kahf, that you read the Surah. You have 24 hours to finish it, from Maghrib to Maghrib, from Maghrib Thursday all the way to Maghrib. Read it. Because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قرأ سورة الكهف في يوم الجمعة أضاء النور له من بين الجمعتين. That the nur, the light will come to you when you read the surah of a cave. The nur, the light will come to you between the two Fridays. So we should hasten to read the surah of cave. This does apply to the sisters. Also, we hope that you read the surah, especially in the masjid when you are here in congregation and with a lot of people, that you read it not loud. Many brothers complain about loudness of the brothers when reading the Quran, reading Surah Al-Kahf in the day of Jum'ah in the masjid. You have to have a consideration for others. Because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّكُمْ مُنَاجٍ رَبَّهِ لَا يَجْهَرُ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضِي بِالْقُرْآنِ. Even when you come late to the Salah, and you come in Fajr or Isha or Maghrib, and you try to complete what you miss, you should not raise your voice. Except the scholars, they say, what you can hear, لِتُسْمِعَ نَفْسِكَ. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin. Not, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin. Or you make a group and you make it so loud and you disturb people. That is not the sunnah. Even the scholars, the sahaba used to go, if they come late to the salah, they go back to their home, or يُصَلُّونَ فُرَادًا. This is the most authentic opinion of the scholars. Also, it is highly recommended that a person comes to Jum'ah wearing the best of his clothes. Put some fragrance. This does not apply to the woman. To the sister should not put any fragrance. But you should wear, men and women should wear the best of their clothes. Also, put fragrance for men, like I said, and also make siwak, brushing your teeth. This is also the sunnah of the day of Jum'ah. Who can come to the Jum'ah? Young old female and male, but basically is only male has to. He must come. The male, he must come. And any male that has already attained the age of puberty. So means if you have 14 years old boy and he's in 8th grade, or you know your son when he attained already the age of puberty, you must go to the school. If he's in public school, you must go and pull him out from at 12 o'clock or 12:30 to bring him to the Jummah. If he attained already puberty. Female, no, there is no burden on them. They have the choice whether to come or not. يستحب أن يكون غسل الجمعة كغسل جنابة. It is highly recommended that you take a bath before you come to Jummah. Someone said, wallahi, I don't have time. I get off just 12:30, basically barely enough to make it here. No, you can take it in the morning. You can take it in the morning. But quick for those who wants to follow, quick reminder for those who wants to follow Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sunnah on the ghusl of janaba. Ghusl of janaba means you had sexual intercourse with your wife or you had wet dream. At that time you have to perform the ghusl. Even though ghusl by pouring the water, that's fine, you know, you make a ghusl, normal ghusl, that's fine, but the sunnah ghusl is to start with your private part, using the left hand. Then, you will wash, you will make wudu. After you say Bismillah, even though if it is in the bathroom, you say Bismillah and you make wudu, except your two feet. Then, you thoroughly you pour water on your head and, you know, wash it three times. Three times. If you add shampoo, soap, that will not hurt. Then you go to the right, الشق الأيمن. Then you go to the الشق الأيسر, the left الشق, okay? And then you will go and then you rinse out one more time the whole body. Everything must be touched by water. And then your feet is the last thing and you get out. That will not take you more than 5 minutes to do. This is the ghusl according to the sunnah. And that's why the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, it's in al-afdal that you do it, yustahab, it is highly recommended that you do it, you will get reward. We know yajuz, but we're talking about the afdal. Afdaliyah. Afdal. There is yajuz, but afdal. That's why most a lot of people have this confusion and disagreement because these two words, yajuz or al-afdal. وَبَشِّرَ عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. The best of it. They follow and they listen to the speech and they follow the best of it. So always take the best of it. Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم had a beard and I have a beard. Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم never touch this, I never do. So this is you do by the afdal. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. It's been example set to you of the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. To everyone, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخَرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. To these three types. Is the sunnah, is the uswa, the good example for everyone? No, for the three. Those who fear or hope to meet Allah and the last day, and also they mention or remembers Allah, they remember Allah a lot. So this is the sunnah, we should act on it. It is better that you cut your nails. Fingernails and toenails. A lot of brothers have, mashallah, long nails. This does apply for a sister. You should not. The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وَقَّتَ لَنَا الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَقْتَ فِي حَلْقِ الشَّارِ فِي حَلْقِ الْإِبَطِ وَنَتْفِ فِي نَتْفِ الْإِبَطِ وَحَلْقِ الْعَانَةِ وتقليم الأظافر أن لا يكون أكثر من 40 ليلة. There should not be more than 40 days, 40 nights that you keep, you know, without cutting your nails, your fingernails, your toenails, and also your underarm bits. You should not keep any hair here. Brother, I cannot snatch. This is the sunnah, to snatch. The sunnah is to snatch like this. But some brothers say, I cannot, then you can use the shaver to shave. Also, you shave your private part. It shouldn't be more than 40 days. Also, you come early to the Jumu'ah. In the day of Friday, you come early. Try to come early as you can, because that's a lot of blessing. And you can be in the first row. If you come late, do not لا يتخطى أحدكم رقاب الناس. Do not shove and try to get to the first row. If you come late, sit where the lines of people end. The lines of people end, sit there. Because the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and Abdullah bin Yasir رضي الله عنه جاء رجل يتخطى رقاب الناس ويوم الجمعة والنبي يخطب فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقد تجلس فقد آذيت وآنيت. Sit down. In the time of the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, a man came and he was shoving like this, you know, coming through like this, coming from here all the way to the first row. The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded him to sit down and, you know, not to hurt anyone. This is the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Except for a man who came early and he sat in the first row, but he has to go for necessity. That's fine. Yeah. Okay. Now, if a man come, you know, he want to go back to do something for necessity, he can go and come back. He's no problem, as long as he doesn't hurt no one when he comes, try to get to his seat. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands the man who came, while the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given khutbah, and he said, فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكَعَتَيْنِ وَلْيَتَجَوَّزْ فِيهِمَا. That if you come while the imam is given the khutbah, you should offer two rak'at tahiyyat al-masjid, greetings of the mosque. Okay, this is Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the man who came. And also there is no sunnah qabliyah, there is no sunnah before the salah of Jumu'ah. You can make the tahiyyat al-masjid when you come to the masjid, you make tahiyyat al-masjid two rak'at. You don't want to add anything on that, that's fine. There is no sunnah after that. But there is nafil if you want to do. If you want to do nafil, optional prayer, as much as you can, as long as you space yourself and don't let the imam come and get to the member while you are still making salat. No, at that time will be priority given to the khutbah. Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said عن أبي هريرة من اغتسل يوم الجمعة ثم أتى الجمعة فصلى ما قدر له ثم أنصت إلى حتى يفرغ الإمام من خطبته ثم يصلي معه غفر له ما بينه وبين الجمعة الأخرى وفضل ثلاثة أيام. The translation of this hadith, whosoever had a bath or took a bath in the day of Jumu'ah, then he comes to Jumu'ah and then he will make salat, optional salat, to whatever Allah decreed for him, and then he will listen to the imam while he is giving the khutbah, listen extensively, then till the imam finishes his khutbah, then he will make salat with the imam. Allah will forgive him sins, what between the two Jumu'ah, the two Fridays, and 3 days on the top, as a bonus from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us to the day of Jumu'ah. Allah guided us to the day of Jumu'ah. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَالنَّاسُ لَنَا فِيهِ تَبَعَ الْيَهُودُ غَدًا وَالنَّصَارَ بَعْدَ غَدٍ. رَوَاهُ الشَّيْخَانِ. The Nasara, the Yahud, and the Nasara, the Jews and the Christians, are followers of us. They are tomorrow, and Christians the next after. So we are the one who being followed by people. And this is advantage to us. The Jumu'ah, you must come to the Jumu'ah. You must come to the Jumu'ah, because Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. O who you believe, if it is proclaimed for, or is being called for prayer in the day of Friday, then hasten, rush to the remembrance of Allah, and leave the commerce alone. This is better for you if you know. This is better for you if you know. So we must hasten to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of Jumu'ah. Plus, you fear that if you don't come to the Jumu'ah, Allah will seal your heart. Allah will seal your heart. And when you seal it, they're like the children of Israel. قالوا بل قلوبنا غلف. This is what this means, sealed. Sealed hearts. They don't know whether good what they're doing or bad what he's doing. Haram what they are doing or halal. This is what it means, sealed. لَيَنْتَهِيَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ لِيَنْتَهِيَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ عَنْ وَدَعِيمُ الْجُمُعَاتِ أَوْ لَيَخْتِمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَيَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. That people, they should be stopped. Stop, they should stop. Stop not to come to the Jumu'ah. They should come to the Jumu'ah, or Allah will seal their hearts and they will be among the heedless ones. The heedless ones. So very serious. The Salah of Jumu'ah is obligatory, as I said earlier, upon every male that he has attained already the age of puberty. There is no burden on a sick person or a woman or a traveler if he travels before the time of Jumu'ah. There is no burden, haraj, on these. In the day of Jumu'ah, you can make a lot of dua. You can make a lot of dua. And there is an hour that if you coincide this hour, Allah will give you whatever you ask of the good of this life and the hereafter. So let's do our best to try to get this hour. And this hour is according to Imam Ahmad, and this is what he said, and also the hadith that he backed his opinion with, that it is after Salatul Asr. It is after the Asr prayer. So you should make a lot of dua if you want, if you have a problem, if you have an ambition, if you have an aspiration, if you have anything that you hope for Allah to give you, then do make a lot of dua, especially after Salat al-Asr. There is an hour, if you coincide, then Allah will answer your prayer. There is no, the hadith about that, after the imam sit down, after he gives the first khutbah, like I did just short while ago, there is no authentic hadith about it. Even the hadith about it, it has some fihi nazar or fihi istirab fi silsila. So there is no authentic hadith about that when we sit down, when the imam sit down, someone will take advantage and say, let's make dua before he get up. places there is no authenticity about this. Don't fast in the day of Jumu'ah unless if you want to fast a day before and a day after. Do not get up for tahajjud, because this is not the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the day like Friday night, yes, like, it means last night, to get up for tahajjud or qiyam al-layl. Don't do this, because that's not the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it is Eid for us, therefore we must take advantage of the day of this Eid of our unity. The one who comes to the Jum'ah while the Khatib, while the Imam is given the khutbah, should not give salam, because the priority is given to listening to the khutbah. If you come late, don't give salam. Salam alaikum. So somebody you have to, because Radd al-salam is fard. Okay? So you have to, everybody would say, Wa alaikum as-salam. This is tashweesh. This is creating a disturbance among the believers in the Jumu'ah while they are listening to the khutbah. It is better to refrain from doing so. Come and that's it. And make the your turqat and sit down. If you sneeze, tahmid Allah fi nafsik. Because if you say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, everybody say Yahamakallah, Yahamakallah, it will be confusion and it will be disturbance among the believers while the khutbah is going on. It's better to say Alhamdulillah in yourself. When the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned during the khutbah, you can say sallallahu alaihi wasallam just like that without disturbing the one next to you. If you come late while the salah is being established, and you at least you catch one rak'ah, then you complete the second rak'ah and good. But you should not be late, because the malaika, they will close their books and they will come to listen here with us. So you should. The one who come late with udhr, with a lawful, with legitimate excuse, then that's between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, but we should not come late. If you come late and you catch one rak'ah, then complete the second rak'ah. If you come late and you did not reach or catch any rak'ah, any ruku'ah whatsoever, you must make for the dhuhr. And this is the most authentic opinion of all of the jumhur of the scholars, of the all scholars. You must make dhuhr at that time. And do not talk to your friend in the day of Jumu'ah. Talking to your friend next, tell him to listen, because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever tell to his friend or to his the one who's sitting next to him, listen, faqad laha. He spoiled his Jumu'ah. So it's better not to talk whatsoever. If you have something, emergency or something bothers you, you must address it and talk to the Imam who is given the khutbah. So you will not spoil your Jumu'ah. So this is, my dear respected brothers and sisters, the adab and etiquettes of the Jumu'ah. How a person should come to the Jumu'ah. This is applied to the sister. It does apply to the sister. So we must take advantage. We have from Maghrib Thursday all the way Maghrib of Jumu'ah. So we have a plenty of time to read Surah Al-Kahf, to do all the things that in Jumu'ah to me, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, and so on forth. You do it. You do it a lot and in the night, and take advantage after Asr to make a lot of dua for yourself and for the Muslims all around the globe. This is finally, I have final note from the Imam. The Imam said, please kindly request you for the next week, do not bring any non-Muslim to the congregation, to the Jumu'ah, to the sermon. Please do not bring any non-Muslim. Yeah, I know you want to bring it to get a blessing so he can learn or, you know, get the Shahada or become a Muslim. So please, for next Jumu'ah, because there is a special message from the imam to the community only. So therefore it is please recommended for you. You know, we're not musting anything, we're not imposing anything on you, but please kindly that you do not bring any non-Muslim to the congregation. Lastly, please, I ask you for Allah's sake to give and support financially this masjid. This masjid is not doing well financially. It's not. You can go to the bulletin board and you will see that the deficit we had accumulated. Please give for Allah's sake. Don't also always think that the ones who get money, those who are doctors and businessmen, that's the one who have to support the masjid. No. Allah said even whatever you have, then spend from it. If you have $5, give $1 to the masjid. And if you give in any way to the masjid, if you used to give $20, please give $30. Because things expenses. You go to Sam's to get the wipes, the towels, now used to be $12.84, the carton, the box, now is $18.84. So there is an increase in the prices, therefore you must give. You must give to for Allah's sake. $5, $20, not because I said, oh brother, I don't have it. No, you have $5 if you try to grab that. Fine, you have $5, you have $1, you have 50 cents. But give for Allah's sake to support the masjid, to support the masjid and other institution as well. You know a father that he doesn't have money for his child to take him to Islamic school, sponsor that child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace your money. You think that Allah will not replace it? If He does not replace it and you cannot see it, Allah will put a blessing on the money that you earn. That means no a lot of expenses. You don't put a lot of expenses. If a car is going to be broke down, Allah caused you your car to be good. Running good so you don't have to take it to the mechanic and spend hundreds of dollars to fix it. For Allah's sake, not this week only, has to be on the, this is the best work to in the sight of Allah, the best deed in the sight of Allah is the one is consistent. أَحَبُّ الْعَمَالِ لَلَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَأَنْقَلَّتْ. The best deed in the sight of Allah is the consistent deed, even if it is little. I'm saying I'm going, every Friday I come to the Jum'ah, I'm going to give $20. $10, $5. I don't want to go give it in the box or whatever. Put money order and give it good, you know, fa'al khair. Don't put even your name. Doer of good. Your name, put good, doer of good. And send it to the masjid. That's it. If you don't want to everybody know about you, how much you're giving to the masjid, so don't give no check and don't. And plus, you itemize it. You itemize it in your tax return if you give to the masjid. Remember that. Those are expenses. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت صلاة قد قامت صلى الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله